Good morning. It's Friday, July 10th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. Wichita musician Craig Owens releases a new album today with the Bodo Ensemble. It's called The River. He says although he was more than happy to play serious music with his bandmates, he's also glad that the last sound heard on the new record is laughter. That's coming up after the news. Wichita has been selected to host the opening round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament for the next 2 years. The NCAA announced yesterday that Wichita and Dayton, Ohio will host 3 games each day on the Tuesday and Wednesday after Selection Sunday in 2027 and 2028. Dayton has served as the host city for the start of the tournament since 2001. A second city was added because the tournament is expanding from 68 to 76 teams. Games will be played at Intrust Bank Arena, and Wichita State University will serve as the host institution. As Kansas schools prepare for the new school year, state education leaders say many districts are struggling over how to comply with a new statewide ban on cell phones. A new law approved by the Kansas legislature requires all public and accredited private schools to enforce a bell-to-bell cell phone ban. Devices must be turned off and securely stored all day, including during lunch and passing periods. Deputy Education Commissioner Frank Harwood says districts are approving new policies, but many are not clear on the details.
There is some confusion over some of the language that's been used by different elected officials about what inaccessible and not on the student's person means.
Wichita school board members are expected to consider a new cell phone policy at their meeting July 20th. The Kansas State Board of Education will discuss the issue next week. The next Kansas governor will decide the future of the state's AI policy. Zach Boblett of the Kansas News Service reports on how one candidate says the technology could make government more efficient.
Republican candidate for Governor Scott Schwab says he wants to expand AI to improve customer service. He points to Maine, a state that uses a digital assistant to answer routine questions, allowing employees to focus on more complex work.
That saves us hundreds of calls a day.
Schwab says AI should supplement, not replace, human workers, and he believes it can improve government efficiency while saving taxpayer dollars. Democratic candidate Cindy Holscher says the new technology is important, but AI should not be used to balance the budget on the backs of workers. Other candidates did not respond to questions about AI. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
A lawsuit heading to the Kansas Court of Appeals could make it harder for cities to reject citizen petitions regarding taxes, Rachel Schnelly of the Kansas News Service reports.
At issue is a petition in Topeka requesting a public vote if the city wanted to raise the total amount of property tax collections. The city rejected it, and a judge later agreed. The ruling said the property tax rate is a complicated administrative issue that is daunting and requires expertise. In an appeal, supporters of the initial petition say local tax rates are inherently a legislative issue that residents should be directly involved in. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelly.
A project starting next week is intended to fix erosion issues near the Keeper of the Plains. Construction crews will begin work near Central and Nims on a new retaining wall along the east bank of the Little Arkansas River. Upgrades to the drainage and irrigation system will be made as part of that work. Crews will also be planting new trees and making accessibility improvements to the pedestrian access to the Keeper. Work will wrap up this winter. City officials say a temporary path will be set up so visitors can still access the riverside trails and park. The Wichita Fire Department has responded to more than 50 calls to rescue children from locked cars this year. Those calls are prompting firefighters to remind local caregivers to look before they lock the car, especially during the summer. Firefighters have rescued children as young as 3 months old from Wichita cars, thankfully with no reported deaths. Nationally, 10 children have died in hot cars this year. Officials advise to make it a habit to check the back seat before locking up. They also encourage teaching children to use the hazard lights or horn to signal if they're ever locked in a car. The U.S. has had a busy tornado season so far, and the majority of the storms are hitting the Midwest, east of what's traditionally thought of as Tornado Alley. Harvest Public Media's Abigail Botar reports.
Severe weather in the Midwest has been surpassing records. Illinois, for example, typically averages 54 tornadoes annually, but this year, according to the National Weather Service, the state leads the nation with 178 tornadoes so far. That's a trend Victor Gensini has been studying for nearly a decade. He's a professor of Earth, Atmosphere, and Environment at Northern Illinois University and published research in 2018 showing tornadoes have been shifting east into the Midwest and Southeast. He says climate change causing warmer temperatures could be contributing to this increase in activity in these regions.
The conditions are kind of favorable, right, if we have more of that heat and humidity laying around.
Missouri, Indiana, and Iowa have also seen higher than average tornado activity this year. I'm Abigail Botar, Harvest Public Media.
A local nonprofit organization will host a political forum this weekend in advance of the August primary. The Voter Empowerment Community Forum is sponsored by the Wichita Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta. The group has invited federal, state, and local candidates to participate. The primary election on August 4th will determine nominees for the general election in November. It will also decide a proposed constitutional amendment that could change the way Kansas Supreme Court justices are selected. The forum is from 4 to 6 p.m. Sunday at St. Paul AME Church in Northeast Wichita. The Wichita School District is offering a special in-person enrollment for families who speak a language other than English. The multilingual enrollment event for all grade levels is 11 to 7 Monday at the district headquarters building at Lincoln and Edgemore. Interpreters will be available to support families through the enrollment process. Online enrollment also began this week for Wichita students in 1st through 12th grades. All kindergarten families need to enroll in person. The first day of school for most students is August 13th. Starting next week, it will cost more to send mail through the U.S. Postal Service. The price of a Forever stamp will climb 4 cents on Sunday, from 78 cents to 82 cents. The price of a Forever stamp has doubled over the past 20 years. Other postage rates are also set to increase. Mailing a postcard will cost 65 cents. The cost to mail postcards and letters internationally will go up to $1.75. Officials say the price hikes are needed to keep the post office self-sufficient. We'll be back after this.
This week on Marginalia, we speak with Ben Reeves about his novel, Everything Was Beautiful and Nothing Hurt.
It can be a daunting subject, you know, death. We don't like to talk about it. We don't like to think about it. But I hope that there's a beauty that resonates throughout the book.
Saturday morning at 11:30 on 89.1 KMUW.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Fletcher Powell. Wichita musician Craig Owens has a new album coming out today with the Bodo Ensemble. Owens gathered a group of friends to make the album, including fellow guitarist David Lord, who produced the record. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Craig Owens, and here's Jed with more.
Tell me a little bit about how you assembled the band that we hear on this new album, The River.
Randy Bowen came to town, and Miguel Santana Morales played along with us at Walker's. So seemed like a great, we loved the sound of that, the way that music felt. So it seemed like an opportunity, you know. So mostly we just recorded the tunes that we had played on that gig with Alan Mosley on flute. So that's how that came about. Randy and I have known each other, 1970. So we go way back.
So this represents some kind of older connections musically and some new ones as well.
Right. Yeah. There was, of course, with Randy and Miguel, they seemed to be able to establish a rapport with almost anybody quite easily, quickly.
You have David Lord playing guitar on three tracks, and he's the producer. He's also releasing this on his Cloudier label. Tell me a little bit about working with David.
It's been great working with David, okay? One, we're friends in the first place. Two, he creates a great atmosphere. You're very comfortable. You're very relaxed. And you can work together. You can cooperate rather than someone, because he was the producer. Okay, and rather than David dictating, saying, oh, you need to do this, no, it wasn't like that at all.
I absolutely love that the last thing that we hear on this album is laughter. Sorry. it just gives it this incredible emotional resonance, this sense of celebration at the end of everything that we've heard.
I love it, man. I mean, yeah, there wasn't really any type of discussion about whether that should stay. It's like, no, we're just leaving that. And also, perhaps, would harken back to these other jazz recordings, not that we're on the level of any of those people, but still, Miles Davis, you know, an aside that would appear on one of his recordings, play it again, T.O., stuff like that.
It's great that this record is being released on vinyl. I think that gives it a permanence that digital or CD does not.
I agree. I mean, I grew up on vinyl. I've still got vinyl from high school, middle school. So I'm sort of a vinyl guy in that sense. I think that it enables us to see something like this as a distinct entity, self-contained. Okay, with the artwork, the artwork is more pronounced. But we have had a lot of positive comments on the artwork. Well, that same artwork on a CD, it would not have the same effect at all. So, I like it, man, as an artifact. Yeah, I have plenty of CDs that we've made, but there's something about this, about the vinyl format. I like it. I prefer it.
The new album from Craig Owens and the Bodo Ensemble is called The River. It's out today. Craig Owens and the Bodo Jazz Band will play at Walker's Jazz Lounge tomorrow starting at 8 p.m. Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again on Monday. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
On the latest episode of You're Saying It Wrong.
Keats had a line, "This was architected thus by the great Oceanus." And I think that was an off day for Keats on that one.
We'll talk a little more about the technical uses of words. That's this week on You're Saying It Wrong from KMUW Studios.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.